Miley Cyrus is facing a whopping $300 million lawsuit over her hit We Can't Stop by Alex Langone. We Can't Stop was one of the most popular songs of 2013, but now Miley Cyrus is getting sued by Jamaican singer-songwriter Flowergon for copyright infringement over the smash hit. The singer, whose real name is Michael May, is seeking a $300 million settlement from the 25-year-old pop star, alleging that We Can't Stop is too similar to his song We Run Things, which he wrote 25 years ago in 1998, according to Reuters. Hoping to prevent additional sales or performances of We Can't Stop, May said that Cyrus, along with RCA Records, which is owned by Sony, owes the basis of its chart-topping popularity to and its highly lucrative success to plaintiffs May's protected, unique, creative, and original content. In legal documents, as reported by People, May claims the line, "We run things, things don't run we," from Cyrus's popular song, is similar to a line in his song that reads, "We run things, things no run we." The documents also reveal that May wants a trial by jury, and his lawyers are defending what they believe is his original material, saying, "May was the first to construct such a sequence using the phrase, 'We run things, things no run we,' and was the first musical artist to convey this unique, creative, and original lyrical phrase sequence into musical arrangement," according to People. May and his lawyers argue that around 50% of We Can't Stop is based off We Run Things, a song that reached number one in Jamaica at the time it was produced. In November, May received formal copyright protection from the U.S. Copyright Office for all musical arrangements in We Run Things, Reuters reported.